Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His Five, as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today the word we'll be discussing is motives. Like, what is your motive for doing something? Why are you doing what you're doing? And we're going to start in Proverbs 16:2. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. You know, have you ever done the right thing, but for the wrong reason? Or have you ever been able to pick up someone else on somebody else's seemingly nice gesture they did with the wrong motives? You know, God's word speaks specifically to various situations regarding the plans of our heart, our motives, and committing our plans to Him. Throughout Proverbs, we see that. In Proverbs 16:1, it says, "To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue." So what that means is God has the final say regardless of our plans. Proverbs 16:2, "All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord." So that saying is, man, God's testing our hearts. He knows our motives regardless of our actions. He knows what our motives are. In Proverbs 16:3, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." So it is important to commit our plans to God to be aligned with His will. So today, we're going to make plans in our heart. We're going to weigh our motives against our actions and seek God's will. So when you do that, I just encourage you to let the Scripture guide your heart and your mind, because the Word of God is what makes us complete. Our closing verse, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." So God knows. God not only sees everything that you do, He knows the motives for why you do it. And we may be able to fool others, but we're not able to fool God. So I just challenge you today, like these verses say, God has the final say. Let God test your heart, know the motives, and commit your plans to the Lord that He will align them to His will, because we want to do what God wants to do over what we want to do. See you next time.